Coming up in just a second, Kevin Hart's wife speaks on that time that Kevin cheated on her while she was pregnant. First, this is really good news. It's a Christmas miracle. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You has reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart for the first time ever. Number one, 25 years after it was released in 1994. That is impressive.
It's never been number one?
No.
I find that shocking.
First time ever.
Wow.
After 25 years.
25 years. 1994, this song was released. So Mariah is celebrating. It's actually the first holiday song to ever take the top spot on the chart since 1958 and 1959, which was the Chipmunk song.
Oh.
That was the only other song. That was a Christmas song that hit number one.
Classic.
I know. So now Mariah has 19 number one songs, which is the most number ones for a solo artist. So it's going to be a good holiday for her.
I mean, if you told Mariah starting out in her career that the song she'd be most noted for would be a Christmas song, do you think she would ever believe you?
Of course not.
Her bank account says that is the truth.
Yeah.
Okay, that's enough of the Chipmunks, I think.
I already have a headache.
Another quick Christmas miracle I wanted to mention while we're at it. Brad Pitt showed up to Jennifer Aniston's Christmas party over the weekend.
Ooh. They're back together.
I know.
Okay. That's it.
Another ex of Brad Pitt's, Gwyneth Paltrow, was also there, and I guess they've all just been really friendly, and they've been in touch over the years, and they talk occasionally, and they want the best for each other. So I don't know if he stayed after everybody left the party and anything happened.
Let's start that rumor now. He did.
Okay, Kevin Hart is releasing a new documentary series for Netflix called Kevin Hart, Don't Bleep This Up. And he gets extremely personal, and his wife does as well.
Because before people judge and go, Kevin Hart's a d**t, he's an a**hole, I want you to understand that there's a lot that you don't know.
Kevin was forced to complain about cheating on his wife, who was pregnant, by the way.
You publicly humiliated me. I just kept saying, how did you let that happen?
These are the moments where you realize that you're nowhere near where you need to be. And you can think you got it all together. Something stupid can happen that can take it all away like that.
This actually looks really good. He talks about the Oscars controversy, how he backed out of hosting the Oscars, and people felt like it was because he refused to apologize for a homophobic joke that he made in the past. He also talks about his cheating scandal. As we heard, his wife talks too. She's in tears saying, how can you publicly humiliate me like that? And he said this whole series is basically about transparency. He says he believes in being okay with the ups and downs that come with life, and that the goal is to grow and improve and become the best version of yourself possible. So I'm looking forward to that in the new year.
Yeah, it sounds like it's sort of a growth for him as well to be able to do this documentary, to be able to speak and to sort of clear his mind.
I think it'll help his career too. You know, he's always that just like yelly, jokey guy. And I think that people have a hard time connecting with you when you're not as human. So while he lays out all of these things that he's been dealing with and we sort of get to see the other emotional parts of him, I think it'll be good for him.
Oh, for sure. I mean, he's been through the ringer the last couple of years. So to come out on top and to be able to speak your truth and to just sort of have that platform, good on him.
He's been through the ringer, but the cheating scandal, that was his problem.
He did that to himself. That's not included in the ringer.
All right, Jay-Z and Beyonce are Bonnie and Clyde for a reason. Jay-Z had Beyonce's back at a party this weekend. I'm going to tell you what he did and how he left someone else at this party feeling extremely embarrassed. Oof. I'm pretty sure that's coming up with your biz at 7:30 this morning. It's Nikki, and coming up, we've got your chance to beat Sam with Are You Smarter Than Sam? Did you lose yesterday?
I did not.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Definitely not.
We need a loss for our Tuesday. We're going to play in 6 minutes. Pink right now is on the Beat 92.5.